This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! Best Show, hello. Wow, what is this? Hello?
Hold on, let me turn down my transistor radio, okay. There we go.
Turning down your transistor radio? That's a transistor radio?
Yeah, I love when you can just turn on the radio and they're playing the Rocky theme on the radio.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I outfitted my transistor radio with some pretty solid subwoofers.
Okay.
Yeah, they really kick it out.
Why would you bother doing that to a transistor radio? I know who this is. This is Philly Boy Roy.
Oh, good memory!
Yeah. It's at this point, Roy, not that hard to figure out it's you when I hear the Rocky music.
Okay. That's fair enough. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes?
Is your phone blowing up like mine is?
No. Why?
Mine's been ringing off the hook since last Tuesday. I guess you wrote a book or a pamphlet called I'm Over. Is that right?
No, it's a book. It's not called I'm Over.
What's it called?
It's a full-length book. It's called It Never Ends.
Okay. Well, look, I didn't read it because, as you know, the last book I started was Allen Iverson's Talking About Practice, but I bailed because the words Philadelphia and Wooderice didn't appear within the first two sentences. You know, a book's got to be pretty special for me to devote my time to.
Sure. No, that makes perfect sense. I wouldn't expect any less.
Yeah. Well, apparently you wrote about me calling into your show, which I honestly don't remember ever doing before.
You don't remember calling this show?
No. Have I ever called before tonight?
Roy, you've called the show so many times.
Okay. Well, you know, memories is getting fuzzy after all these years.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it seems I've inspired a huge amount of excitement with a lot of the entertainment industry's power brokers.
Really? What do you mean by that?
Well, I've been talking with everyone. Judd Apatow, Wes Anderson, Michael Bay, Jerry Bruckheimer, the Safdie brothers, Ron Howard, Shonda Rhimes, Jason Walliner, this Canadian woman with a deep voice named Lauren Michaels. I'll tell you, you want the heat index, just look at my phone.
Why are you getting all these calls?
Because they're into me. They read about me in your book, and they're fascinated. Also, this guy named Jack Antonoff called. He wants to make a record with me.
Really?
Yeah, but I told him to call back when he's Kenny Aronoff.
Well, he might never call back because I think he's Jack Antonoff.
Oh, no, I think I might have blown that one then because I really want to make a record.
Yeah, I think you might have blown that one. Jack Antonoff is not going to become with Kenny Aronoff as a drummer.
Oh my God! You run a rock and roll radio show and you don't know who Kenny Aronoff is?
He was the guy in John Cougar Mellencamp's band, right? John Mellencamp's band.
Yeah, but most importantly, he played on Brian Setzer's "The Knife Feels Like Justice."
Okay, he's the guy who looked like the cop in Death Wish 3.
Absolutely. You know, he was cast for that. He got the role initially, but he couldn't do it because he had a tour coming up.
Sure, so he got the... Ed Lauder was the actor they eventually gave the role to. But Kenny Aronoff had that look, that kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
That tough, bald guy look.
I've seen his screen test, and it's superior to what ended up on that screen.
Well, I can't. I find that hard to believe that somebody would turn in something superior to the final product of Death Wish 3. But I'll take your word for it.
You know, his screen test. He was the guy that goes. About the gun. I think you know the line. I'd love to hear you say the line.
It's not working. Kill the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, yeah. Now he, yeah, that's Ed Lauder did not say that line. That was, but he was the one running around the cop who was trying to bust Charles Bronson.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, speaking of film, you know, these people want to do flicks with me. Here's the bad news, and it's why your phone ain't being explosive.
Yeah.
I asked all them people if you could be involved in my projects, because I know you write good, but they all say you can't be involved because you offended the one person who pulls all the showbiz strings.
Who's that?
Well, apparently in your book you refer to him as Mr. Morris.
My former shop teacher?
Your disgraced former shop teacher.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out after he left your school in disgrace, he cleaned up, moved to L.A., and became the biggest behind-the-scenes player in Weirdowood since one of them guys with names like, I don't know, Louis Cohen or Samuel Goldbrick. He goes by the name The Woodworker now, and nothing gets made out there without his approval.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Tom, I don't know if you know this, but he's the reason Jeff the Demon, Flying V, Superheroes, Rock School and the Stepford Girlfriends was put into turnaround faster than you could say. They wouldn't let me into the Palm because I was wearing jorts.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I blew it.
Well, here's some good news, though, okay?
Okay.
I'd be willing to hire you to write scripts for me, but it's got to be under a different name, obviously.
Okay.
All right, and I already picked out the name, and it's non-negotiable.
Okay. What is the name that you will, since you're so white hot now in show business, that you will hire me to write on? What is the name?
F. Blob Belcher.
Wait, F. Blob Belcher.
Yes.
So it's implying that there's a blob belcher out there that I needed to put an initial so I could differentiate myself from just Blob Belcher.
That's right. Like Bradley Whitford had to call himself Bradley because of the guitar player in Aerosmith.
But was that an issue? They thought that Brad Whitford was going to be in the West Wing?
Well, Brad Whitford could be making flicks. Who knows? He might be in the Directors Guild for all we know.
Oh, that's true. F. Blob Belcher. What kind of money are we talking about, Roy?
Well, that's what I was getting to next. I want to warn you, it's going to be a lot of work, and you're really going to be earning your
8%. 8%?
Yeah.
And I do all the writing?
Oh, yeah. Or more.
I don't know what that means, but that sounds even worse.
Well, you know, it's something to think about, okay?
Okay. I don't like this. You know, they say they don't like the bones of a thing when people say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the bones of this deal.
Well, you mull it over, okay? I got to get ready to go out. Steven Spielberg's flying into Yingling and Hoagie Me into the wee hours tonight. He wants to make E.T. with me as the monster.
Well, E.T. was not a monster.
Sure he was. He had that light-up finger that was so disgusting.
It was disgusting, actually. When you take a step back, that finger was pretty disgusting.
Where was he putting that thing?
I don't want to think about that.
Well, look, Spielberg also has another very exciting thing he wants to talk to me about starring in.
Yeah, what's that?
He bought the rights to a project called My Strudel, and it sounds like it's going to be huge.
Oh, no. Yeah, My Strudel, great. Getting passed by again. Feeling it happen again, Roy.
Oh, you got it. Look, all you got to do is sign on, F. Blob Belcher.
How long do I have to think about this?
How about you ring me, I don't know, 2 a.m.? By 2 a.m. I'll be pretty hammered by that point.
Okay.
Okay.
That the name thing is non-negotiable?
Non-negotiable. Maybe we could change the first initial to maybe Y.
Why? That's worse.
So your name sounds like a question.
Yeah, why Blob Belcher? What would be the worst initial I could go with? Z?
V Bob, I think Y might be it.
Y might be the worst one, yeah. Okay.
But there hasn't been a famous Y since Y.A. Tittle.
That's true. Well, maybe if I sign on as F. Blob Belcher, we can work on the Y.A. Tittle story.
That sounds great.
Any chance you'd be interested in playing Y.A. Tittle?
No, you know who could play that because he looked just like him? Kenny Aronoff.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Roy, I'm going to give it some thought.
Okay. Spielberg's copter's landing on top of my row house as we speak, okay? So I got a boogie.
Okay, thank you, Roy.
All right, party on!
Okay. Well, F. Blob Belcher, I don't know. That sounds slightly defeated.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow
and follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show, number 4, Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.